When I was a kid, we used to have fires in the fireplace all the time. It was kind of a ritual, but it was just a common practice in our house. Anytime it got cold, we would have a fire burning. And at a very young age, I remember getting used to the idea of putting stuff in the fire and stirring the coals or the embers around and just having a fire around. So I was really happy when my wife and I bought our house, our first house, the one we still live in, about 7.5 years ago, and it also had a fireplace. Now, it wasn't the thing that we were hinging our decision to buy the house on, but it was nice that we did have a fireplace. And for the first couple of years of owning our house, we made fires in there a lot, and we burnt a lot of wood in there. But in recent years, partially because it's been so warm in the winter and partially because we've got two little boys now, we haven't had many fires. And this here, what you're seeing here is the first fire we've had in our fireplace in, gosh, about 2 years. And I took this when it was a really cold, snowy – well, actually, it wasn't that cold and snowy. It was we woke up on a Friday morning. There was about maybe an inch of snow on the ground. It was maybe 15 degrees, and they called off school, including Oklahoma State University. So everybody was at home for the day, and the first thing we did was I grabbed some wood from our fire pile or firewood pile outside and made a fire. And it was really cool to see my kids respond to that. They had seen fires in the fireplace when they were much younger, but it wasn't a recent memory in their mind. And it was fun to see them stand in front of the fireplace and feel the glow of the heat and look at the wood as it burnt up. And I don't know, it was just a fun thing to do and to have going for the whole day. We started the fire probably, 8 in the morning. And this picture here was taken probably 12 hours later, and these are the last couple logs that were on the fire. And these are logs from one of our trees out back. And it was actually it looks more vibrant than it actually was. This is a 10-second exposure, and I experimented with a couple different exposure times. This was taken at ISO 100 on my D750 to get the most cleanest, sharpest photo possible. Used a tripod for this, of course. And I think on this particular one, I had started actually scooting in while the photo was being taken and blowing on the corners of the fireplace to create a little, sparks or flames or to create a little action in the scene. So that's what you're seeing here. This is in some ways a created photo because I was you couldn't see me. I was on the side of the frame going blowing into the fireplace. But I took this photo as the fire was kind of coming to an end as a way to remember that day when we had the first fire in a couple years. And yeah, it's nothing special. People burn fires in fireplaces all the time. But it was fun to make this photo and to try a couple different exposure times and a couple different angles from which to take this. It was just something fun to do. So I guess in that sense, the photo does carry a little bit of meaning to me beyond just a picture of a fireplace. And it was fun to try. And if you have a fireplace, you might try this as well. Wait till it's night out or wait till it's dark and turn out all the lights in your house except just the light from the fireplace and try taking your own long exposure. It was a fun thing to try and you might enjoy it too.